Episode 103, Your Superhero Mission, Invisible Cape, Part 2. Welcome to the First Year Married podcast, where we get real about building the marriage of your dreams. I'm marriage coach Kayla Levin, and I take newly married and engaged women from anxious and insecure to confident and connected through practical tips, real life inspiration, and more than a little self-awareness along the way. Hi, friends. Okay, I'm so excited. A lot of you got the workbook for the marriage check-in, and I love that you are taking these tools and using them. And so I made another one. Now, I don't really, to be honest, I'm not really sure how this is going to work because I think I figured it out. I don't have like one of those really fancy systems where you can have like lots of different landing pages. And okay, we're going to work it out. Y'all need this, so you're going to get it. Now, I do want to say one quick thing. Those of you who have been in my programs, some of you are on the program email list, but never actually signed up for the original, like just main email list. So if you don't get emails talking about new episodes, like about every week or so, then go to firstyearmarried.com, put in your email there, make sure you're on that list because lots of new stuff is coming out over there. Lots of new information, special news that I only share with that list, workbooks like this. So make sure you guys are over there. And of course, obviously those of you who listen to the podcast, it's super easy. The sign up is right there on the page. You want to make sure that you are on that list. You don't want to miss anything. Okay. So firstyearmarried.com. I don't send out, I'm theoretically send out once a week. It's really less than that. And you'll get all the workbook, you know, the workbook that I created before is inside. You'll get that automatically when you sign up, and we'll add this one in also. So point being, my husband has been, okay, you know how you guys, he like convinced me to do this interview for episodes 100 and 101. So that was not his only opinion. Turns out he's got some opinions, this guy. So he also has this opinion that a lot of the tools that I shared in the very early episodes, right? Like right off the bat, I came out with Invisible Cape, zero-based scheduling. A lot of these tools that I created myself, obviously I'm sure influenced by all the amazing people that I've learned from, I haven't really referred back to them. So I know that most of you go back and listen from the beginning and are like very particular. You don't like to skip episodes. For some of you, even if there's like maybe just a couple that you've missed, or also even if you have listened from the beginning, Invisible Cape is a really important and extremely helpful tool. And I haven't talked about it for almost 100 episodes. So let's take a minute. I also want to take this tool further. We're going to expand upon it. So if you want to go back and re-listen to that episode, you can. I'll give a quick recap here, but if you've never heard it, I do recommend either now or after this episode, go back and make sure you've heard that one too. The concept of the invisible cape is that there are often things that we unconsciously buy into, certain struggles, certain things that we just accept must be hard for everyone, and we just buy in. We just accept it, okay? Everyone else struggles with money, I struggle with money. Women struggle with weight, me too, right? We just kind of do it automatically without ever really making a conscious decision. And there's a couple places where this can be a problem. Obviously, first of all, for ourselves, right? There are times where if we become conscious about it, we might realize like, wait, no, like I don't actually have to struggle in this area. You know, I got feedback from one person who's a friend of mine who's like, I, you know, am naturally pretty tidy. I don't need to like get into all the drama about how hard it is to maintain the house. Like she doesn't, you know, I think she works from home. I think she's very naturally tidy. She enjoys cleaning her house. That's she can opt out of that struggle, right? Doesn't mean that she has to be like, tell all her friends they're wrong, but for herself, she can opt out. But what takes this tool even further is the idea that we might be sort of a superhero for someone else. Meaning, this idea originated when I was talking to a lot of college women that I was teaching and mentoring. And I heard from woman after woman after woman that they didn't actually really like what was going on at the parties. They didn't like what they were doing, but it was an expectation and everyone else was doing it. So they felt stuck. And I kept thinking, like, if just one of you didn't, then nobody could say everyone's doing it. They'd have to say everyone except Lauren or everyone except her is doing it, right? that would be the invisible cape, meaning that person would be throwing a lifeline to everyone else. Now, obviously, everyone else is then still going to make their own decision. Are they going to say, no, I'm like Lauren, or are they going to continue with what they were doing before? But so much of the time, the thing that we're struggling with, other people are struggling with too. And if we can't motivate ourselves just by saying, like, I don't really want to be in this struggle, I never intentionally chose this struggle, it can be very motivating to think there might be someone else who doesn't even know it's a choice. There might be someone else who thinks, like, it's just reality that this is difficult. And I could be wearing the invisible cape. I could be the person who shows the example of there's something else available. There's another option. It doesn't have to be a struggle. Okay. So this obviously can be with your marriage. It can be with your spiritual life. It can be with your financial life. It can be with your career. It can be with extended relationships, your house, your health. All of these things, right, are places where we see things sort of as objectively difficult. And I want you to question all of that. Okay. So if you want to go through that tool in depth, of course, you can go back, just listen to episode 5, Your Invisible Cape. Where I want to take this today is to talk about, you know, who wears a cape? Superheroes. I love superheroes. So let's take this metaphor a little further, okay? And this is what we'll be using the workbook for as well. I was working with a client, and shortly into our session, I'd say about like 10 to 15 minutes into our session, she said she was so shocked because the work that we had accomplished in our fourth, you know, at that point we were into our fourth session together, was something that had taken her years and years and years for her therapist to like pinpoint, you know, earlier on in her journey. I wasn't surprised by that. Number one, you could say, well, probably it was a lot closer to her forefront of her mind because she did do all that work, right? So many of the women that I work with have been through therapy and they're able to bring those tools in and we are able to build upon it in coaching. So first of all that doesn't mean that all that work was invalidated because we got there faster, right? We probably got there faster partly because of the work that she'd done. But the reason I really wasn't surprised by it was what had we been doing for the first 10 minutes of that session? What we'd been doing for the first 10 minutes of that session was vividly describing her vision. Where is she trying to go? What is she trying to create in her life? And what's so cool is that when we set that goal for ourselves or a vision, whether it's something specific like a goal or something more broad like a vision, immediately our brain reveals itself. Our thinking reveals itself. Yeah. As soon as we're like, I'm going to do that. I want to do that. That's when our brain shows up. Yeah. So when we just kind of go hunting around for like unhelpful thoughts, it's not so easy. But as soon as you set that goal or you set that vision, now the resistance is going to come out. And for everyone, it's going to be different. I can't do that because this won't happen because that never happens for people. Whatever the thing is, that will come out. And that's what we get to then examine. That's what we get to question. That's what we get to say, like, where did that come from? Why are we thinking that? Why do we choose to think that? Okay. So where I want to go with this episode today is to talk about using the idea of the invisible cape in context of your superhero mission, okay? Now, this might be something completely internal. This might be something that's entirely spiritual. If you achieve your mission, nobody else is ever going to know about it. And it might be something very external, okay? I like to have kind of both going on for myself. I think external goals bring up different things for me than internal goals. And so it's helpful for me to kind of be working in both zones. So an external goal might be something like an income goal, a health goal, a, you know, the way your house is type of goal, a relationship goal, those kinds of things. An internal goal might be, you know, judging people more favorably, having more gratitude, praying more, talking to God more, anything like that would be more of an internal goal, okay? And once you set that goal for yourself, so first of all, set a goal. That's, we're going to call that your superhero mission. Okay, that is what you are here to do right now. And just in case you're getting some, this is the resistance that came up for me in my own coaching. So I'll share it with you. This is my solution. My initial resistance was like, we don't know why we're here, right? Like none of us actually technically knows why we're here. So I was working on, you know, a certain thing that I am setting for a mission for myself. And I'm like, but I could be wrong. So what do I do about that, right? Because I believe in God and I believe that God created missions for us, and I don't believe that any of us can actually have complete certainty in what that mission is. So there's this parable that I learned from Rabbi Dessler, which I think is really helpful in this scenario, which is if a building engineer were to hire certain craftsmen and send them to the building site, the craftsmen would be able to look at the building site and see what next needs to be done, correct? So a person who's a plumber knows that he's not an electrician, so he's going to come in and he's going to see where the plumbing's up to and what needs to be done next, okay? So this is one of the ways in which Hashem communicates with us, right? We don't have a letter saying, here's what I expect from you in your lifetime, here's the mission, here's why you were created, but we do know that we each have our own contribution to make. But we do know our skill set. We know if we're a plumber, right? We know what things we're good at. We know what things we're drawn to, what we're passionate about, right? Or the areas that we know that we really need to work on. All of those things go inside our toolbox. Those are the things that we have that are information for us. They're meant to be information for us, okay? I can't say this, but since Rav Dessler says it, I can hang my hat over there. And we have the building site, okay? We can look around our environment and we can see what needs to be done that my toolbox can address, right? So my toolbox doesn't address a lot of things. The things that I uniquely am capable of and skilled at and passionate about and drawn to, those don't address all the problems in my world, right? In my environment, I would say. World is very big. Let's say environment. But it addresses some of them, right? It addresses certain ones. So from there, as a coach, I see for myself that it's much more empowering to say, well, given the information that I have, I'm going to go ahead and do it. Meaning if the plumber is sitting there all day long being like, well, it looks like the pipes need to be connected. That's literally all I know about plumbers. Sorry. it looks like the pipes need to be connected, but I'm not sure. I mean, maybe there's something behind the wall that I don't know about that should be done instead. No, the plumber is going to assume that if there was something behind the wall, the engineer would have let him know that that needs to be dealt with in some other way, right? Otherwise, like, we would have instructions. So he can show up and he can confidently get to work. And that way something is getting done. Otherwise, he'd just be sitting there in indecision, which kind of is what I was doing and maybe some of us are doing, right? Like, I don't have exact definition of what I should be doing. So maybe I should just not pick. Maybe I'll just kind of live. Yeah. But I really, really want you guys to go through this experience of setting a goal, because it's going to give you another level of self-mastery and growth that I think is so profound. We've been doing this work in the mastermind, and I love seeing what it brings up for people. I love seeing how you set one goal and then the thought patterns that are showing up in every area of your life now reveal themselves and how you can work on them. And so then it affects everything, right? I want you to print out this worksheet, okay? You're going to go through this worksheet that, again, you get at firstyearmarried.com. It's going to walk you through a little bit. What struggles do you just kind of believe to be true? I want you to just do some journaling about that. Get that out of your head, right? So you can look at that and be like, oh, wait, maybe that's not an issue. You're going to write out your vision. And then I want you to think about what of those accepted struggles are affecting your ability to realize that vision. If you think that it's just really hard to stay focused, or it's really hard to, you know, have the right kind of energy because of where you are in your life and what stage of life you're in, or it's really hard to manage the day-to-day life so you can get to those things, like, that's really just a belief, right? That struggle is, you could say, let's say that's affecting the vision that you have for yourself. Now, again, remember, these visions can be internal or external. The next question is for you to do some journaling about how are they, really get detailed. How are those accepted struggles, those struggles that you have sort of agreed to unconsciously, affecting your ability to create, to realize that vision? And I want you to do some writing on how they're helping or protecting you, right? Because in some way, even if it's not in the best way, like, the answer isn't they're not. The answer is they are. There's some belief system that this is important to hang on to, and you want to find that, right? Like, why am I agreeing to this? What does this allow me to do? Yeah. Just allow, like, just take some time, be creative. There's no, like, right or wrong. There's no grading on this. But see if you can discover why your brain would have agreed to that in the first place. It will be really enlightening for you. And then you're going to write about what would it look like if these struggles were totally irrelevant. And I want all of you to just take a second right now and picture that. Like, what if it just disappeared? What if I could wave my magic wand and that struggle was gone? What would that look like? What would that mean for you? Go through every area of your life, right? What would that mean for your marriage? What would that mean for your finances? What would that mean for your spiritual life, parenting if you're a parent, your space, your job? What would that look like? Get as detailed in your vision as possible. And then there's a couple more questions that are going to help you sort of drive this home and reflect more on this idea. Now remember, your brain is a habitual device. It likes to remember what it thinks about and think it a lot, right? So it's okay if it keeps suggesting to you that this is an area that needs to be a struggle. But what I want you to just try to do is start looking for evidence that that might not be true. Look for people who aren't struggling. Like, you can kind of respond with like, that's true. It's kind of always been a struggle for me, but it's possible that it won't be one day. Or it's possible for some people this isn't a problem. Yeah? Just opening up, loosening that thought just a little bit so that your brain is able to start noticing how that's not totally true. Right? I love this one with money. Yeah, like there are people who don't have any concern about money. And their whole thought process is just like totally different. It's a totally different thought process. The way they relate to $1,000 is different than how I relate to $1,000. Right? That's a possibility that is in the world, right? And we get sort of stuck and like, it has to be like this. This is how much that amount means. This is how heavy it has to feel to me and all of that. Okay. So in summary, what I really want you guys to be thinking about is what is this vision for yourself? Allow yourself to choose something, because the best you can do is look at your toolbox and look at your environment and make a choice. And if you make a choice, you'll be enabling yourself to do this work, which is going to feed into every area of your life. It will help you be better, showing up more the way that you want to be showing up in every single area. So it's such powerful work to be doing. And then allow yourself to take some time to see what comes up for my brain. What comes up for me when I set this goal? What are the things that I think are holding me back? Come to firstyourmarried.com to get that worksheet. So excited and happy to be sharing it with you. And I cannot wait to hear from you. You guys have got to respond to me on this one. I want to hear your visions. I want to hear your successes. I want to hear your wins. Any questions? Of course, I'm so happy to respond as much as I can. I always love hearing back from you and hearing your feedback. So have an amazing, amazing week. Enjoy your invisible cape. Go save Gotham City. See you back here next week. Bye-bye.